was really an absolutely wonderful young man. He happens to be sitting to my right, Rafi Strauss. So I've had the pleasure, actually, of having both Rafi and his brother, Uri, who's presently in Yeshiva University. And so he asked me earlier today about Chidushim. One of the things he's very into is Chidushim. He likes to say Chidushim. I mentioned many times that I spoke about this actually about a week ago. I happened to be at the Wiley's Farm sale. And at that sale, there's a book that recently was published called Discourses on the Parsha. So I'm familiar with the author. And so I spoke about that book. And one of the things I spoke about with reference to Rav Soloveitchik was one of the major themes in the Rav's writings and probably discourses was always looking for creativity. Rav was a very creative person. He doesn't need my haskama. And his creativity was something that was always, to me, dazzling and startling and always wondrous. But then after we used to hear the Chidushim of Rav Soloveitchik, we used to say, why don't we say that ourselves? It was remarkable that even though offhand it seemed to be major Chidushim, but when you look back and re-examine how he came to where he came, he said to ourselves, we ourselves probably could have been Mechadishim. And a lot of it came from simply examining the text very carefully and noticing, for example, things that are repeated in the Torah a number of times. And based on that, the Rav would come to what they call Tzvei Dinim, a dialectic, two different perspectives, and the like, Chetzer Gavra, and the like. Now, I'm just going to show you a sample of what I'm referring to, something that to me it seems fairly evident in this week's Parsha Kisisa. And I'm talking about the idea of Shabbos. The Torah mentions, you look in Parsha Kisisa, in Perek Lamed Aleph, starting with Pasuk Yud Beis, the Torah mentions the idea of Shabbos. And the idea of Shabbos, as you know, is articulated many times in Chumash. And of course, what I would like to find out and to discover, why again the Torah felt the need, why the Torah felt constrained to reiterate and to re-articulate the idea of Shabbos here. What element of Shabbos that's found in Kisisa is new? And we'll read the Parsha Kisisa, and then perhaps we'll look at other Parshas of Shabbos, and we'll try to figure out what's new here. I'm looking for Chiddush, which is what Rafi likes to do. So the Torah says here, let's read the Psukim. Starting with Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayomer Hashem Moshe Leimar, V'yatah Dabriel B'nei Yisrael Leimar, Achish HaPsosai Tishmaru. Of course, this is the idea of Shmira Shabbos, which is not a novel idea, an idea that we know from which other Pasuk that we're all familiar with? The very beginning, first of all, Yisrael, where you have the, or rather, Vayishamer, I should say, Shomer Shem HaShabbos L'Kadsho, what Yael said correctly. But you also have the very beginning of Bereishis. What does it say? Is not a new idea. It's true that Rashi on the spot points out, a very well-known Rashi based on Chazal, that even though one should be involved, Rashi says, if you look in Pasuk Yud Gimel, on the Pasuk, on the words, Achshav Sosai Tishmaru, comments Rashi, Abba Vishatiyu Redufin Uzvizin Vizvizus HaMalachas HaMalacha, even though you should be involved in what Malacha? The Malacha, of course, of the Mishkan, Shabbos al tidochet ipanech. That you're not allowed to be dochet Shabbos. It's binyan hamishkan, says Rashi, is not dochet Shabbos. Even though you're allowed to, we're obligated to build the Mishkan, it doesn't override the Shabbos. Okay, there seems to be a significant din that Rashi is teaching us. The Torah continues, ki osi benyu benechem v'dorosechem v'das ki aneshem v'kadishchem. Shabbos is an os. Torah continues, u'shmadam es ha-shabbos ki kodesh ilachem, nechalea mos yumas, those who violate the Shabbos, are subject to the death penalty. Ki kolosiv ha-malacha v'nichus ha-adam she'im yikar v'ameo, is a chi of kares, a very severe kind of punishment. Pasuk tezvav, she'eshish yom miyasa malacha, u'bayom ha-shvi shabbos shabbos and kodesh l'ashem, kolosiv ha-malacha v'yom ha-shabbos mos yumas. Again, seemingly a repetition of the previous pasuk that also needs analysis. And then, v'shamu v'nei yisrael ha-shabbos. La'asos is ha-shabbos darosu v'ris olam. We actually mentioned that a few moments ago. Akashab Sosai Tishmaru. And then, Beinu Bein Bnei Yisrael Osi Li'olam. We also mentioned that a few moments ago. Kishes Yam Masa Hashemes Hashamayim Esa'aretz Uvayom Ashvi Yishabas Vayinafash. So if I were to ask you, what is new with this Pasha? What is novel? What is unique? What Chiddush does the Torah tell us? It speaks about Shmiras HaShabbos. Shabbos has an aspect of Os. One who violates Shabbos is subject to the death penalty. Speaks about Shabbos being Kodesh. But is there anything really novel here, aside from the Rashi that we mentioned earlier? What would you say here is novel to Shabbos, to the essential idea of Shabbos? So let's examine the matter, and let's take a look at the number of times Shabbos is mentioned. First, we'll start with Sefer Bereishis. And there, of course, we have, at the end of the 6 days of creation, the Torah describes Shabbos. In Perek Beis, well-known psukim of Bereishis, Perek Beis Pasuk Aleph, Vayichul HaShemayim Ba'aretz L'chol Tzivav, Vayichad Elokim Bayom HaShiri Melachto Asher Asa, Vayishlot Bayom HaShiri Kom Melachto Asher Asa, Vayivarech Elokim Esyom HaShiri Vayikadish Asa, Kivot Shabbos Mikol Melachto, Asher Baro Elokim Ba'asa. So what idea of Shabbos is articulated over here in the very beginning of Bereishis? What would you say? Rashi comments, is a very well-known Rashi, I assume you're familiar with it. Rashi says over here, Maha Ya'olam Chaser, what was missing? Menucha. Ba Shabbos, ba Menucha. That's a well-known, everyone looks forward to the Shabbos, in very Balabatsha terms, that is to say that the opportunity to rest from a frenetic and hectic week. So that's the idea that is mentioned at the very beginning of the Torah, and the fact that Shabbos represents, of course, the Siyum HaBriya, the end, the completion of the Briya Sa'olam, and that's how Rashi presents it. The Torah here, as I said, seemingly mentions one word actually that recurs a number of times, and that's something that you should always look for as well. Which word here recurs, which verb recurs a number of times? The beginning of the description of Shabbos here in Bereishis. Vayichal, excellent, and what else? Which one? Asa is also correct. And what else? You're doing well. The word melachto or melacha, correct. And one more verb, Shabbos. And all these relate to the same idea. Vayichal, of course, means to what? A completion. And what did Hashem complete? Melachto asher asa. The verb asa, as you know, is one of the three verbs that the Ramban writes in Chumash, is used with reference to the Briya. Those three verbs are bara, yasar, and asa. Bara is what is known in Latin as creatio ex nihilo. Hashem created the world yesh me'ayin, out of nothing. Bara is the classic term at the beginning of the Torah. The word yatzar, vayitzar Hashem Elokim es ha'adam afrim en adama, yitzira means yesh me'yesh. I'm using some sort of material that Hashem created according to the Ramban. He created this chomer hiyuli, highlighted matter. It's a Greek notion. But yitzira means yesh me'yesh. Once I have something to work with, raw material, then yitzira, I fashion from it different things. And then finally, the word asa essentially is the makom b'pasuk. That's how the Ramban defines these three verbs in Chumash. So here, the critical terms that you mentioned correctly are vayichal, melachto, asa, and the word vayishvos. I'll read you the language of the Ramban right here. The Ramban says, sheshavas mikol melachto shebara yesh me'ayin. Hashem rested from all the melacha that he created, yesh me'ayin, out of nothing. Lasos menu kol amasim and iskar b'sheish sayamim. Bine Omar, kishavas mibriya, umimase min abriya shebara b'yom harishon, umimase she'asa b'shar yomim, v'yitochen she'yia lasos nimshach l'malo, kivo shavas mikol malato, Hashem bara, Hashem rested from all the work that he had done, so to speak, in the course of the week, mi la'asos, because that last, those last four words, Rishon has spent a lot of time talking about it, Hashem bara Elokim la'asos. Can anyone translate that? There's a difficulty inherent, embedded in that expression. That Hashem rested, mikol melachto, that he created la'asos. What does that mean? So the Ramban translates, Hashem bara mi la'asos. Means he's resting from that which he had done, almost as if we have a combination, really, of two different expressions here. What do you want to say, yeah?
No, just to say what the verb says.
Definitely?
That Hashem bara la'asos to... He creates something that we need to be to
complete. That's correct. That's found actually in a very beautiful sefer. Discourse. I have to promote my own sefer. What can I do? Anyway, Asher bara Elokim la'asos. Good. So here you have the idea of Shrisa. Now let's mention already two other references to Shabbos. One in Yisrael, the one that you're all familiar with. Turn to Yisrael for a moment. That actually we're learning now in the Sugya of Ari Psochim. Focus a lot on this pasuk. That the Torah says here in Pasuk Yisro, that it mentions the idea of Shabbos. So of course it mentions The in Perikov, Pasuk Ches, Zohar as Yom HaShabbos Lekatcha. Perikov, Pasuk Ches, in Pashas Yisrael, in Sefer Shmos, page 176, for those who have the red Chumashim, Zohar as Yom HaShabbos Lekatcha. And of course, Chazal derived from here what idea? Zohar, what mitzvah emanates from this Pasuk? The mitzvah of Kiddush. Zohreyu Direi Shevach V'Kiddush. The word Zohar, the Rabban points out, I should mention this at Derech Agav, does not mean what people think it means. Or that's to say, it has other meanings besides the literal translation. Literally, what does it mean to remember? The Ramban Shita right here in Yisrael is that every time I say, on a daily basis, Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, I am fulfilling this pasuk, a mitzvah semen haTorah of Zochas Yom HaShabbos Lekatcha. Because the entire week revolves around Shabbos. Shabbos is the epicenter of the week. Every day looks to the Shabbos. And therefore, Zohar means to what? To remember. But the Ramban Shita is that Zohar means much more than that. Not just to remember the Shabbos. The way our Soloveitchik, Zohar Nebracha, used to comment on a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, where the Navi says the following. Habein Yakir Ephraim, Klal Yisrael is compared to Ephraim. Ephraim is Klal Yisrael, and we are a Ben Yakir. We are a dear son to Hashem. Im Yelad Shashuim. There's actually a group of stores in Eretz Yisrael called Kfar Shashuim. What do they sell there? Toys. It's the comparable to Toys R Us in the United States or elsewhere. So it says, Haben Yakel Yafraim, what?
The Havdil.
Haben Yakel Yafraim in Yelad Shashuim. Ki Midei Dabri Bo, when I speak about Ephraim, Zohar Eskivenel, I remember Ephraim. So our Soloveitchik asked a question that's asked by all the Mefarshim. There's something wrong in the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The pasuk says, "Ki midei dabri bo zocher eskirenu lo." When I speak about Ephraim, I remember him. Usually, what comes first? First, you remember, and then you articulate the idea. So the Rav came to one maskana, which is the Ramban really says right here on this pasuk of zocher Yom HaShabbos Lekatcha. The word zocher does not only mean to remember. What else does it mean? When I correct, excellent. It means to cherish. That's what the Ramban says right here on this pasuk. When I speak about Ephraim, I have gaguin for Ephraim. I cherish. I actually have nostalgia for Ephraim. So here also, that's what a Jew does regarding Shabbos. Zochas Yom HaShabbos Lekatcha doesn't only mean to remember the Shabbos, but I think even NCSY conventions they have, as the Shabbos ebbs away. A person does not want to leave from Shabbos. Isn't that so? I went to one NCSY convention in my entire life. And whatever the case is, they add the notion of looking forward to the Shabbos with great anticipation, and also you don't want to leave the Shabbos. So that's all mentioned here in Zohar. And then you have, of course, the other psukim. Let's read Pasuk Tesi, Shesh Yom Tavu Yosisuka Malachtecha. The seventh day of Shabbos, there's the Issur Malacha, applies to the entire family. And again, it's related, of course, to Briyas Ha'olam, an idea that we saw at the beginning of Sefer Bereishis. So here we have Zohar. And there's an obligation to cherish the Shabbos, or remember the Shabbos, and not to forget it. That's how the Rishonim point out the Ramban right here. It's a very significant Ramban, maybe one of the most important Rambans in Chumash. They're all important. But this Ramban is crucial, critical. You probably studied this Ramban recently, I assume. You're learning Ari Psochim. You must be studying this Ramban. At least we studied it in Ashir. Now take a look in Vas Chanan. And there also we have, as mentioned earlier by Yoel, Shomas Yom HaShabbos Lekatcha. Look at Vas Chanan for a second. The Aseres HaDibros are repeated again. By the way, in general, I assume you're aware, why does the Torah repeat the Aseres HaDibros? On this, there's a lot to say. Also, Tzvei Dinim, a dialectic, no question about it. But that needs a few hours just to spell out. But here, just read the Pasuk Shomar. It's Yom HaShabbos Lekatcha. And here, of course, in Perakei of Dvarim, Pasuk Yudbeis, Shomas Yom HaShabbos Lekatcha. What's the difference between Zohar and Shomar? One refers to the positives, one refers to the negatives. And the Gemara always comments, Kol Sheyesh Lebishomer, Yesh Lebizachar, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chof, and the Gemara elsewhere. And here again, you have what seems to be a repetition, except there's one distinction, one major distinction, and that is that Shabbos in Vayis Chanan reflects not Briyas HaOlam, but rather Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's a very famous distinction between the two, but here it's clear the idea is to observe the Shabbos and not to be Mechalel Shabbos. So in both of these parashas, both in Yisrael and Vayis Chanan, the Torah stresses that the 6 days of the week are designated to Malacha. Shabbos is an Issur Malacha. The Issur Malacha applies not only to us, but also to our animals. There's a Din of Shvisas Be'ema, even once animal has to rest on Shabbos as well. And in both cases, the Torah explains to you why the what the basis for the Isser is. And I'll read you now Ramban in Parshas Vayeshanan. If you don't have it in front of you, but I'll read a section of the Ramban, a short section. It says the Ramban in Vayeshanan the following. V'hineh b'Shabbos kolola ha-Torah shnei tamim. There are two perspectives on the Shabbos of the Ramban in Vayeshanan. Number one, lahamin b'chidush ha'olam. To believe that Hashem created the world, kiyesh eloka borei, v'liskor od ha-chesed ha-golo she'asa imano, and also to remember the great kindness that Hashem did with us, she'anachdu abadav, we are His servants, asher kona usonu lo la'abodim, v'oroi yosel omer, ki ba'avu he'yos mitzias mitzrayim, mora al eloka kadmo mechadish chofit v'yochol. The Ramban writes to add his parish on Sefer Shmos, that the idea of the makos that Hashem brought about in Mitzrayim were really to underscore several significant yesodos. And they are, number one, the existence of Hashem in this world. Number two, the divine providence. Number three, the fact that Hashem is kol yochol, that Hashem is capable of carrying out all of His gzeros. The Ramban says that's basically what these two parshas are all about. Namely, one parsha relates to the Emunah and the Briyas HaOlam, that's the parsha in Yisrael. And then we have the parsha in Vayeshanan that deals with the fact that Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is such a fundamental principle, and Shabbos, among many other mitzvahs, is Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's the element that's found in parsha in Vayeshanan. There's another mention, or there are several other mentions, I should say, of Shabbos in several other parshas. Can anyone tell me another parsha where Shabbos is mentioned? Besides the one, excellent. There's a parsha in Emor. So take a look at that for a moment. In Emor, Shabbos introduces the Moadim. And that's right here in Perech of Gimel. And now that Rashi comments the beginning of that parsha. Look at Perech of Gimel for a second. Perech of Gimel, Pasuk Aleph. Vayidav Hashem Moshe Lehmo, Dabriel Malei Sov, Yomar Tadam, Moadi Hashem, Asher Tiku Osov, Mikroi Kodesh Shalem, Moadoi, Shesh Shem, Tiyasa Malacha. That refers to Shabbos, Lepib Shuta Shomiko. The Vilna Gaon has a very novel interpretation of these psukim. He said that's not what the psukim are referring to, not referring to Shabbos, but rather referring to 6 days of Yom Tov, and the seventh day, which is Shabbos Shabbosah, is Yom Kippur. That's how the Vilna Gaon interprets it, but that's not the Pshuta Shomiko. That also needs a lot of explication. But here, the simple pshat is that Shabbos is considered to be one of the laws. That's how the Ramban here in Chumash in Emor understands these psukim. And Rashi also says, "Kol ha-mechalel." Rashi says, "If you violate Yom Tov, ki'ilu you're mechalel Shabbos, and if you're mekayim Yom Tov, ki'ilu you're mekayim Shabbos." Yeah, Yom Tov. What do you want to say?
Another place
is Chukos Hem,
but it's not referring to the
Shabbos,
so like at the
7th
day of the week. So
you're referring to the pasuk. Not the pasuk in Ed Baha. Which one are you referring to? Right, but that's referring to Shemitah.
Right.
100%. That's not Shabbos. I thought you were referring to the end of Bahar, you're going to tell me. The end of Bahar, the last pasuk, down twice in Chumash. This pasuk, the last pasuk in Bahar. That's Perek Chavav, pasuk Aleph, or pasuk Bezrat. Eshabsos ha'tishmaru u'migdashi tiro, ani Hashem. What does that refer to? The Torah says, observe my Shabbosos, and God, or fear my Mikdash. What is this referring to, this pasuk? Eshapsol sai tishmaru, Mikdashi tiro. It says, Shapsol sai, my Shabbosim, or my Shabbosos. Which one are we talking about here? Please tell me, maybe you'll look into this, Yoni, since you mentioned one of the Chukosai, which clearly refers to Shemitah. But this one, I would say, has lechora, another possibility of interpretation. Maybe you'll look into it and you'll tell me after. I'll leave it to you to do some homework. But I wanted to refer not just to the one in Emor, but also one more place where Shabbos is mentioned. Can anyone remember where else Shabbos is mentioned? One more time, Shabbos comes in Mishpatim. Thank you, very good. So you look at Mishpatim, and that, of course, is the subject of a machlokes actually among the Tanoim of Yishmael and Akiva. Take a look in Perach of Gimel of Mishpatim. The context actually is the context of Shemitah, and then the Torah says in Chav Gimel Yud Beis, Sheishes yamim tasim maasecha. Mishpatim. Everyone know that? Sheishes yamim tasim maasecha v'ayom ha-shvi'i tishbos. L'man yaduach shorcha v'chamorecha v'yivavish ben amasecha v'ager. You are referring to that. Which one are you referring to?
No.
Mishpatim?
That's what I was referring to.
Okay, very, very good. So this pasuk here, what is it talking about? It falls upon the heels of Shemitah. And so one can determine Yud Beis, When the Torah says Shesh Yom Tasim Asecha Uvayim Ashvi'i Tishbos, so one could understand it's referring to Shemitah. That's how Rashi writes in Pasuk Yud Beis. And the end of the Pasuk, Leman Yenuach Shocha V'chamarecha, also is a reference to Shemitah. But there's another possibility that this refers to Shabbos. Okay, so we have a number of different parshios that relate to Shabbos, and seemingly each one has a particular function. Now I'm more interested in this week's parsha. A Kisisa, what is Kisisa talking about? Now I turn back to Kisisa, and, or actually I should mention before that, there are one or two others. I missed one or two others, I'm sorry. I apologize. Namely, where else do we have one more place? In Vayakel. Look at the beginning of Vayakel. The Torah also again mentioned Shabbos. Parapamad Hey Pasuk Aleph in Shmos, the end of Shmos, page 222. Vayakel Moshe Eskol Adas B'nei Yisrael Vayomer Aleim Eil Advar Shetziv Hashem Vassos Osam Sheesh Yisrael Tiasa Melocha Vayom Ashviyi Alechem Kodesh Shama Shavos Al Hashem Golosu Vav Melocha Yumas. And then the Melocha of Havara, which we had a sugi about himself from the first parak, but Havara Lelab Yotzos or Lechalik Yotzos Lo Sivar Oish B'chol Mashu Seichem Yom HaShabbos. So that's another reference to Shabbos. Okay, this, the truth is that one can write a doctoral thesis very easily on all the different mentions of Shabbos and what exactly each one comes to teach us. Yeah.
Another one also, B'shalach.
B'shalach, where does the Torah mention the idea of Shabbos and B'shalach?
In Pasuk.
You know, referring to the man. Very good. Yeah, excellent. So referring to the man, wonderful. It slipped my mind, and thank you very much for correcting me. Perek Tazayin, the Torah there says, in Pesukim Chabbeis, Chab Gimel, Chab Dalet, on Friday they would gather a double portion of man, and then Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Vashe Adibe Hashem, Shabbos, and Shabbos Kodesh, Hashem Mochar. Very good, beautiful. Ayom Moshe Echlu, Ayom Kishabbos, Ayom Hashem, Ayom Lusatu, Basodeh. 6 days till the two, you gather them on. The seventh day, Shabbos Aliyeba. And then a bit after, that's the matana of Shabbos mentioned by the Gemara Shabbos in the first paragraph. Excellent, very good. I want to focus on the Pesukim Kisisa, and I want to show you what I think is a tremendous Kiddush here in Kisisa of Shabbos. Yeah. I hope I'll get to it today. Yes. I'm sorry?
No. I was going to say that adds up to seven parshiyos, which would be cool, but I think it's eight.
Ah, okay. That would have been very cool. In the Parsha in Kisisa, now that we can look back again at Kisisa, the one that we began with, the Torah says, again, look at the Pesukim, just to see it inside. It's in Perek, Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, on page 211 of these Red Chumashim. Let's just read it. And there are new elements here that are not found in any of the previous parshas. The Torah says, "Vayomer Hashem Avosh Aleimah." By the way, that itself should also be, fascinating introduction. Instead of saying "Vayidaber Hashem Avosh Aleimah," it says "Vayomer Hashem Avosh Aleimah." Where else is that expression found, if anywhere? What? Where else is "Vayomer Hashem Avosh Aleimah" found, if anywhere? Isn't it always Vayidaber Hashem Avosh Aleimah? We spoke about this. When? In the Monday night Shiurim, if you recall. What?
Parsha for the Sisi.
Which Parsha?
Vayidaber
Parsha Shlach. What is it saying, Shlach? Shlach by the Rav that we're talking about? So there you have. Bayom Hashem Avosh Aleimah. Anywhere else?
Yeah.
Where else?
Nasho. Perek Dalet, Pasuk Dalet.
Very good. Excellent. So, but most of the time, you will agree with me. Bayidaber Hashem Avosh Aleimah is the expression that's used. Is that not correct? So, I want to know why, and there are a few exceptions. I want you to think about that. It's a matter of great moment. Very significant. Why somehow does it change? Okay, that's not my interest right now. Just derech agav, it came to my head. So now here, pasuk yud gimel, perek lamed aleph in Kisisa again. Yatod daber b'nei Yisrael leimo achas shabsos atishmaru ki osi beinu beinechem. Pasuk yudal l'shmatim es haShabbos ki kodesh yilachem. Don't do work on Shabbos 6 days. You should work pasuk tesvav. The 7 days Shabbos Shabbosim kodesh Hashem. Tesvav again b'shamu leisrael as haShabbos. And Ben Yehu, Ben Yisrael, Osi Le'olam. So when we examine carefully, there is an idea that's really spelled out here that we really don't see elsewhere in all the other mentions of Shabbos that we saw till now. That is the fact that Shabbos is a bris, I mask it to you, that is one element which is very significant. But together with that element comes also another idea which is certainly connected with it, that is? Correct, excellent. That Shabbos is an os. Now the Rashi comments over there, if you take a look at Rashi, on Pasuk Yud Gimel, the end, Ki osi beni v'nechem, says Rashi, os gedoli hi beinenu, shebachayti b'chem. Hashem chose us, v'anchili lachem esiyon menuchasi l'menucha. Hashem gave us a day of rest as a menucha. As a matter of fact, Rashi comments on this pasuk here, where the Torah says in Tesvav, "Vayom Hashvi Shabbat Shabboson." That is Rashi translated. Look at the Rashi at Tesvav, Shabbat Shabboson. A very striking comment of Rashi. Rashi says, "Menuchas Margoa velo Menuchas Arai." Whoever can translate that for me is a goy nadir. What's the difference between Menuchas Margoa and Menuchas Arai? First of all, what do the words mean? What does the word Margoa mean? But the word, rigiya. What does rigiya mean in Hebrew? Rega means a moment. Menuchas margoa, rigiya. What is it? If there's a rigiya, what? Sometimes you have a situation where it's a lot of tension, and then there's a break in the tension. They claim that in Egypt, that there was a rigiya recently. I don't know about that. This morning I heard that Mubarak is almost on his way out. That is to say, he's about to ascend to a different dimension. But they claimed there was a rigiya. Rigiya means there were mihumot, there were a lot of riots and what have you, and now there's a rigiya. Rigiya meaning a quiet, if you will. So the word menuchas margoa, if you want to call it a chilling out, but that's what menuchas margoa means. But what is menuchas arai? Rashi says that this pasuk comes to teach you menuchas margoa, not menuchas arai. What does that mean? What's menuchas arai? Arai is opposed to kema. What does arai mean? Temporary. So could you explain to me the difference between the two? Please, anyone who can explain this to me, I'm willing to give him, I don't know, some very, very fancy title. This Rashi has bothered me for decades. I don't know what Rashi wants. Shabbat Shabbos, Menuchas Margoa, and not Menuchas Arai. Okay, I'm just mentioning it. Furthermore, there's another element here, which is also, I think, stressed more than perhaps elsewhere. The fact that Shabbos is Kodesh. It says it many times. The Pasuk Yudalid, again, a bit later in Tazbav, Kodesh Hashem. Again, it's mentioned, I think, two or three times. Shabbat Shabbosam, Kodesh Hashem. Three times it's mentioned. So this really seems to be also a new element. As a matter of fact, on the end of the Parashat, Pasuk Yitzayin, Rashi comments on Shabbos Vayinofash. Look at Rashi on Shabbos Vayinofash. Kitagumo v'noch. V'chol Hashem nofesh v'lashon nefesh. A person is able to somehow chill out. His neshama or his nefesh is able to come back to itself because the Torah HaMalacha weighted down so heavily on me during the week. As a matter of fact, take a look now at Unkelus and also Yagusim and Azil, which you don't have. But if you look at Unkelus over here, as Unkelus translates this, Unkelus is also important to take a look at. He translates in Pasuk Tezvav, Uviyoma Shriya Shabbos Shabsa Kucha Kodem Hashem. It translates as Shabbos Kucha, Shabbos Kodesh. The word Kodesh seems to be a very key word in this Pasha. Now, look in Pas Vayakel, which perhaps to be the juxtaposed Pasha to Kisisa, it's very hard for us to understand Bichlal. Why does the Torah have to spell out Shabbos? In Vayakel, we just spell it out in Kisisa. We just mentioned the idea of Shabbos. The very famous Beis HaLevi, which the Rabbis of Rebbe Rav used to say over all the time. Beis HaLevi said that till the Cheder Egel, it was possible to speak about Mishkan, and to speak about very lofty kind of matters, and to speak about the idea, of course, of Shabbos, which is found in Kisisa as well. But the problem is, after the mention of Shabbos in Kisisa, the Cheder Egel appears. Let's assume, like the many Rishonim who base themselves on the principle of that the Torah is written l'fi HaSeder. This is not the position of Rashi. Rashi holds, there's a big machlokes Rashi and Ramban, I assume you're aware of it. Do we apply the principle of a muktam mukhar by Torah to the Parshas HaEgel? When did the Parshas HaEgel occur? So what do many assume? Many Rishonim say, like Rashi, that a muktam mukhar by Mikra, or a muktam mukhar by Torah, and therefore, in effect, when was the Parshas HaMishkan stated? It was stated when? after the Chayda Egel. Even that's not to say there, the Torah presented it. That's how Rashi learns. Not just Rashi, other Mefarshim also learn like that. Ramban disagrees with it. Ramban says that you don't apply this principle unless it's a compelling reason to do so. Ramban understands everything to be a Seder. The Torah presented the Mishkan and Truma Tetzaveh. He sees some of the idea of Shabbos. Then suddenly the Egel occurred. Therefore says the Beis Halevi, till the Chayda Egel occurred, we can speak about the Mishkan and all of its lofty, transcendent ideas. Once they did the Chayda Egel, it showed they were missing the basics. And therefore the Torah has to reiterate the idea of one of Shabbos, beginning by Yaakov. That's what Salman used to say over from his great-grandfather. But I'm not interested in that. I want you to show you something in Vayakel. Look at Vayakel, the beginning of Vayakel, page 222, Barak Laman Hay, where the Torah mentioned Shabbos. Shesh Yom Teyasa Melacha, Uvayom Ashri Yelachem Kodesh Shabbos Shabbos Hashem. Take a look here at the Targum. The Targum translates over here, this, again, he translates in the following way, Shabbos Shabbos Kutcha, right, I'm sorry, am I reading the correct Targum? Uviyom HaShviya, the Targum says, no, actually it's in Yonos of Menuziel, so I'm not being fair. I wrote it down here, it's Yonos of Menuziel, so you don't have it in front of you. He translates here, in Vayakel, Shabbos Niyocha Kodem Hashem. What does Shabbos Niyocha mean? A Shabbos of Menucha. As he translates it differently than he does in the Parsha of Kisisa. Kisisa translated the way Tagamungal is translated, namely, Shabbos Shabbos Kutcha Kodem Hashem. But he also uses the same language of Kodesh, Yelachem Kodesh, and yet, how does the Yonos of Menuziel translate? Niyocha Kodem Hashem. And again, this is something which is which needs a little bit of attention. Why does the Targum translate it differently? Now also I pointed out to you a second ago that the one who really asked this kasha of Vayomer Hashem Amashalemar as opposed to Vayidav Hashem Amashalemar is the Arachayim HaKadosh. He really discussed this. I spoke about this on a Monday night once a while ago. But I want to really try to focus in or zero in on what the specific Nakuda that's found in Parshas Kisisa regarding Shabbos, what is it all about? One of my most favorite Mefarshim at Chumash, which is not really learned that much, first you have to learn Rashi and Ramban, and then you can get to this Mefarsh, and that's Rabbeinu Bechaya HaTorah. Rabbeinu Bechaya HaTorah is a marvelous parish. I don't know if you're familiar with it, maybe once in a while, and he has an absolutely brilliant commentary on Chumash, but also what he helps us often is he clarifies different parts of the Ramban. He quotes the Ramban left and right, and often he's been married to explain what Ramban means. So on this parasha, he has the following comment. I just want to read part of what he says. When the pasuk says, "Vehiu beimnei Yisrael asid liolam," so he says, what is the Torah talking about? "V'yirmos ala inyan hanistar sheyesh b'mitzvot haShabbos." There's something secret about the Shabbos. "Ki amelach shehu mitzavei al b'no abdo anemon tizkor advar masher beinu beino inayim nistar." There's something very cryptic here, and it can't even be written down. And he said, this is what Chazal mean when the Gemara says in Masechet Beitza and after Zayin, Omer Shimon Yechoy, Kol HaMitzvos Shenasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Yisrael Nasan B'Vahesi Chutz Min HaShabbos Shenasan Metzino. The Gemara says that every mitzvah was given publicly, Shabbos was given privately. Shenemar Beini Uvein B'nei Yisrael Otsi the Olam. So he asks, what do you mean? How could you say that Shabbos was given privately? The Torah speaks of Shabbos in the Aseret HaDibros that was certainly given publicly. All the Umas Olam heard it. And he quotes many psukim. So what does it mean? It means that there's some inyan nistar in Shabbos that was given betzina. There's some sub. There's some secret regarding Shabbos which was given privately. And that's found in one parasha, the parasha of Kisisa. That's what Rabbeinu Bechaya writes in his parish. And he claims that this is actually Ramuz. It's hinted to by the introduction of Vayomer Hashem El Moshe Lemor, says the Rabbeinu Bechaya. When the Torah says "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor," that's Lemor to whom? Lemor to Klal Yisrael. Vayidaber always means that Moshe is transmitting a message to Klal Yisrael. When the Torah says "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe," even though it says Lemor, this is for Yechidim. It's not for the public. It's not for public consumption. It's only for Moshe Rabbeinu for his ears. That's a distinction. By the way, see if that works with the other parshios, namely the one you mentioned, Yoni. Which is which one? What is that talking about?
For Vayomer?
Yes. What's the context? What's the context referring to?
I don't remember.
Take a look. And where was the third time we mentioned? Sorry?
Gini Shmos.
What does it say?
When he first talks to Moshe.
Just tell me what the Pasha is talking about over there in Nassau. Yoni? Jacob?
When he tells Moshe to put his for the taras.
Correct. So that clearly is a private communication to Moshe Rabbeinu. And what about the one that you have, Yoni?
Okay, halfway.
Where's the Perek Dalet?
Yeah.
Pasuk?
Perek Zayin, Pasuk
Dalet. Perek Zayin, Pasuk Dalet, and Pasuk Dasol?
Yeah. It says Perek Dalet,
and it's Perek Zayin, just want to tell you where you find it. Perek Zayin. Yeah, it's clearly a private communication to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is what Rabbeinu Bachai said. This is his sod. I believe he doesn't need my haskava. What does it say there? You're referring to that. But that's specifically asking a good kasha. Eli's asking well. Although one could argue there that Moshe initially was told something of a private nature, and then he's told to communicate it to Klal Yisrael. Okay, I have to look into that. But that's the Klal that Rabbeinu Bachai says. Anyway, the reason I'm going back now to our issue, and I found actually something of a similar nature in another sefer by Rabbeinu Bachai called Kara Kemach. I don't know if you're familiar with that sefer. It's a very beautiful sefer that was put out by Rav Shebel, is that so? Rav Shebel put out the two Rambans on the Torah, the blue Rambans, you're familiar with that in Hebrew, with the annotated on the bottom, a very gorgeous parish on the Ramban that he wrote. He also put out Rabbeinu Bachaye, and Rabbeinu Bachaye wrote, besides the parish of HaTorah, also edited by Shevel, he edited a sefer called Kara Kemach that really has three svarim in it. One is a parish on Pirkei Avos, one is a sefer on Hilchos Achila, and the third actually is an index of about 50 topics that he really spells out from Chazal in a very beautiful kind of way. So the Kara Kemach, he writes the following, and he speaks about this particular parasha of Shabbos, and he says that here, Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayomer Hashem Moshe Leimor, there was a sub being given to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll just read you part of it, V'inyonim nistarim ka'ele, shenichlovim v'mitzah Shabbos, nistabim Moshe, v'pe'elyum v'galosem v'yichide Yisrael. Moshe was told to reveal them only to individuals. It was not for public consumption. Again, he repeats the idea with reference to Parashat Kisisa. What do we see? That there's somehow a fundamental distinction between the Parashat of Kisisa, where there's an element of Shabbos that's nistar, to all the other parshios that are found in, whether they're in Yisro, or in Mishpatim, or in West Hanan, or in Emor, or in Bereshis, or in Vayakel, he said there are eight altogether, those parshios are of a different nature. In other words, essentially what's being said over here is that there seemingly are somehow, there's a public element of Shabbos, and there's a private element of Shabbos. And then the question is, we have to figure out, what is this Nistar element of Shabbos that Ben Bechai is talking about? And it could very well be that this also fits with Rashi. Rashi speaks about Menuchas Arai and Menuchas Magoa. And perhaps these are also two different types of Menucha that the Torah is speaking about. And the question, what are they? And this also is reflected in the Targum, the two Yosef and Uziels, one that reads Shabbos, Shabbos Kutcher, Kadam Hashem, and Kisisa, Shabbos Niyoch, Kadam Hashem. There seem to be two different aspects of Shabbos, and it's that which I would like to address the last few minutes here of the Shia. In other words, somehow, the nature of the Shabbos in Parshas Kisisa is markedly different than all the other Shabbos that I mentioned in the Chumash. There is what the Zohar calls Shabbos de la Tata and the Shabbos de la Eila. And matter of fact, that's why the Torah says that Shabbos Tishmaru, observe my Shabbos, plural, Bashar Rabbi. It seems to be a transcendent Shabbos and a more basic fundamental Shabbos. There seems to be Shabbos Kutcha, and there seems to be another Shabbos which is Shabbos Niyofa. There's a Shabbos which is Menuchas Arai, and the Shabbos which is Menuchas Magoa. Two different Shabbos. Now the question is, what exactly are they? What are we referring to, and what is the intent? Now this already is something which I'm, shall we say now, doing some speculation, if I may. This is something that troubles me for many, many years. I just want to, as I said to you a few moments ago, that in Vayakel, the reason why the Torah repeats the idea of Shabbos is because the Beis HaLevi says, upon the heels of the Chayda Egel, Moshe and Hashem realized that there's a need for fundamentals, basics. Shabbos comes before Mishkan, correct? Mishkan is a very transcendental idea. Shabbos is a fundamental idea, Yisod HaEmunah, so we have to repeat the idea of Shabbos. And that's why it seems that perhaps That's exactly what the Torah is alluding to over here. The Kisisa is the ideal Shabbos, this somehow Shabbos which is transcendental. And then in the Vayakha we go back to the basic Shabbos, which is what? A Shabbos of Issa Melacha. Shabbos at the most basic level, what is it? It's a Menucha Shabbat of Issa Melacha. Let's say if a person went to go to sleep, someone actually told me, I met someone not long ago, he told me he was exhausted, he was just in Chutz Laaretz. Friday, he went to sleep on Erev Shabbos. Before Shabbos, he went to sleep, about an hour before, expecting to sleep for an hour or two, and he slept the entire Shabbos. I don't know how it's possible, kind of really impossible. He was thoroughly exhausted. He woke up on Matzoy Shabbos. So he asked me, so then he had to eat. Woke up, it means he didn't daven, he didn't say Kiddush, neither Friday night nor Shabbos morning. He didn't eat any of the three meals, didn't daven neither Friday night. Actually, he even missed Mincha, he told me. Missed Mincha, and Maariv, and Shacharis, and Musaf, and Mincha, and he woke up on Matzoy Shabbos. So he asked me, did I observe Shabbos? And the answer is, yes. Which part of Shabbos did he observe? Shamar. A wonderful job on Shamar. He didn't do any malacha. Ideal. But he was missing a little bit on the Zachar side, to say the least. He basically missed the entire Zachar of Shabbos. Now, it could very well be that also embedded in Zachar and Shamar are these two ideas as well. The Torah in general speaks about Shabbos as being an Issa Melacha. One cannot do work on Shabbos, it speaks about Chilul Shabbos and on and on and on. And that's the basic Shabbos, but that is not the ideal Shabbos the Torah is speaking about. The ideal Shabbos is one that has in it, obviously, the element of Zachar at the highest of levels, that has in it the element of Osi Beinu Beinechem, or the bris that you spoke about, Rafi, in Pasha Kisisa. As a matter of fact, I found the Pasuk in Yecheskel, I'm very fond of Tanakh, in the second paragraph of Yecheskel, Psukim Yud Alf Yud Beis Yud Gimel, the Navi said the following. The Navi is complaining to Hashem about the fact that Klal Yisrael were treacherous, and he writes over there, Votziyam Eretz Mitzrayim, Hashem says, I took you out of Egypt, V'avim Al Amidbar, V'etek Lemesim Kosai Mishpatah, I gave you Chukim and Mishpatim, Asher Yaseh Osem Hodom V'chai Bahem, V'gam Mishap Sosai Nasati Lem, I gave you, plural, Lashon Rabim, I gave you two Shabbosim, Lios Va'os Benir Benayim, V'adas Ki'ani Hashem Kadishchem, V'yamu B'vei Yisrael Amidbar, we rebelled against Hashem, we didn't follow the Chukim, we didn't follow the Mishpatim, we Shab Sosai Chilum. So in this pasuk itself, there are two elements of Shabbos that I mentioned. One is the Shabbos as in Yom Kadosh, a Shabbos which is Kodesh, and two is Shabbos as in Os. And it seems to me that these two ideas are really exactly what the Torah is speaking about. A person can observe Shabbos in one of two ways. We can observe Shabbos by cessation from work, as this fellow did when he went to sleep the entire Shabbos, but he missed out really on the entire Shabbos. Or we can observe Shabbos as a day where a person can achieve an incredible state of ruchnius by singing tzmiros of Shabbos, by saying Divrei Torah at the Shabbos table, by connecting to Hashem Yisbarach through the Shabbos. I think I mentioned one of my favorite svarim, which I haven't really seen in 40 years, is a sefer called Sidur Shel Shabbos. When I was in Eretz Yisrael in 1971-72, I learned the sefer. The Mechaber is buried in the city of Tzfat, and it's a sefer that talks about, it's an Admor, Hasidish Admor, which is really the very opposite of everything that I represent. But that's fine. Hasidim are also outstanding people. I'm chilling out in my younger years. And there, the Mechaber speaks about having looked forward to the Shabbos. And this Mechaber, starting on Wednesday morning, he would start running around like crazy, ready for the Shabbos. And by Thursday, he was getting even crazier. By Friday, you can imagine what it was like. And on Shabbos, he was in an absolutely different state. And then it took him a while to, shall we say, what's the term?
Wind down,
thank you. Wind down from the Shabbos as the Shabbos ebbs away. To wind down from the Shabbos, and finally, he was all wound out by Tuesday. It's still Tuesday, he can make Abdullah, the Gemara says Pesachim, that we're learning this year. Anyway, and then we start again. So the whole idea of Shabbos is not simply an opportunity to rest, but it's much more than that. Shabbos is not just, we say in the Zmiris of Shabbos, Baruch Kel Elyon Asher Nasa Menucha, Yona Matzah Bo Manoach, V'Shem Yenuchu Yigi Ekoach. But that's only one type of Shabbos. That's a Shabbos, if you will, of a Menuchas Arai, of a person not involved in Melacha, but Shabbos is much more than that. There's a famous Ramban, in the beginning of Chumash Bereishis, where the Ramban praises Ibn Ezra, a very rare occasion. Ramban loves Rashi. Ibn Ezra is always, poor fellow, is always under attack, for the Ramban, but Ibn Ezra writes a comment, where Rashi says, "By Baruch Hu Kibes Yom Hashvi," says Rashi, "Berachu b'man v'kitcho b'man." Ibn Ezra says no. Ibn Ezra speaks very, very cryptically and kabbalistically, almost very uncharacteristically. Ibn Ezra, he seems to say that on Shabbos there is. He doesn't use the word, but he seems to say that in the Shema you say on Shabbos. That on Shabbos a person's intellectual and emotional sensitivities are heightened. A person is a different personality on Shabbos. We somehow are able to come to different dimensions as a result of Shabbos. And the Ramban says, "Bin Nachonu," he praises Ibn Ezra. He's correct. La Maminim Bo, to those who have Emuna, because the Shabbos is not something that's palpable, not something that I can touch, not something tactile, not something that I can feel. But the Shabbos Yisera for all of us who are Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs, there's no question that a person should have that chusha, that feeling of kedusha at Shabbos. In effect, there are two types of Shabbos. There's one which is the Menucha Sarai, just you refrain from doing work. And there's one which is essentially, as the Torah describes in many of the parashas, simply not becoming involved in Melacha. But then there's a new type of Shabbos that's described here in Kisisa, one that's an Os, one that's a Bris, one that's way beyond Menucha Sarai, it's Menucha Smargoa, one that is Shabbos Niyocha Kadam Hashem, one that a person achieves Me'ein Olam Haba Yom Shabbos Menucha. A completely different concept of Shabbos that the Torah is seemingly describing in this parasha. And these are the two Shabbosos that the Torah mentions when it says the Shabbososai Tishmoru, says the Zohar, Shabbos de la Elo, Shabbos de la Tata. There's a lower Shabbos and a higher Shabbos. And we are striving, of course, not just for the lower Shabbos, but hopefully our Shabbosim should be ones that are Molei ben Godush, Kedusha, and Zmiros, and Dveikus and Hashem Yisbarach, and even singing. I also sing. I sing, it's hard for you to believe. I'm not one of the great singers. Even though when I took an aptitude test in college, I scored highest as a musician. I see what the aptitude test at work. But my father, Mashal, actually wanted me to sing in a choir. I think I told the story already a number of times. I sang in a choir when I was 8 or 9 years old. And I once sang in the choir. My parents, Alei Mashal, came to hear me. And I was in Amaretz, and so was the fellow who taught me. And Amaretz, the chazan or choir master. And he taught us to follow his song. I sang it up tonight on a balcony right above where the Shirat Zibur stands. And my parents were shouting such nachas until my father heard what I sang. The chazan taught us, "V'hu rachum michaper avon v'lo yashchis," and we sang, "Yashchis." "V'hu rachum michaper avon v'lo yashchis." "Yashchis." And we sang it about 10 times. And my father, I hope everyone understood what I, the problem. We ask Hashem, he should be michaper avon and not destroy us. And we sang, "Destroy." We sang it about 10 times. My father started running up the stairs. Anyway, they say Chazon Naron. Anyway, not your father, Chazon. So, Vuhurachum Chaper Avam Leyashri said, my father was running. My father ran all the way upstairs. There was like a long stairs to get to that balcony. And then my father confronted the Chazon who was going on his merry way. He was singing and he was like, "Yashri." And my father smacked him across the face. Shocked beyond belief. I couldn't be massive what happened. I was a little boy, I was 8 years old. And I thought it was really beautiful. Long Yashvis, Yashvis. I didn't know the words then, of course. And the chazan was so thunderstruck, as a matter of fact, the whole choir stopped. Downstairs there are 1,000 people in the shul who also didn't know the difference between Yashvis and Long Yashvis. Unfortunately. And that ended that, shall we say, choir scene. Also ended it for me too. But whatever the case is, we want to be able on Shabbos to really have, we should look forward to the Shabbos, not just, as I said, as a time to rest for 24 hours. But really, Shabbos should be a time where we can sanctify ourselves, connect once again with Hashem Yisbarach. And that, I believe, is found in this parasha Kisisa, unlike all the other parashas that I mentioned in Chumash, that speak more and focus more on what I call the other Shabbos, the Shabbos of Issa Melacha, the Shabbos de Lotata. This is the Shabbos de Lotata, which is an Osir Bris, Beinir Benech.